Hello, friends. The preparation for the lesson was prepared by the Asia group. We'll begin with an excerpt from Rabash. One must disclose the love in his heart towards the friends, since by revealing it, he evokes his friend's heart towards the friends, so they too would feel that each of them is practicing love of friends. The benefit from that is that in this manner, one gains strength to practice love of friends more forcefully, since every person's force of love is integrated in each other's. It turns out that where a person has one measure of strength to practice love of friends, if the group consists of 10 members, then he is integrated with 10 forces of the need, who understand that it is necessary to engage in love of friends. Asia.
Active workshop question. Each friend disclose to the 10 the love he has in his heart and the strength he draws from that love. Again, each friend disclose to the 10 the strength he has in his heart and the strength he draws from that love.
The love in my heart comes from our meetings, as we do every week. Yeah, like yesterday, we read the Rabash article, and then we have a true opportunity together to find this connection, this point between us and increase it.
This is a very unique love, not like something I was familiar with before the wisdom of Kabbalah, love that has changes in it and scrutinies, and not take it for granted, but it's very great, huge. But also confusing, causes you to work all the time. It's not like a gift, it's something you have to care for, to generate all the time. And it's the largest force in reality.
I think you are the most beautiful, special people in reality. The examples give me the concessions, the yearning to acquire the quality of the soul and have it dwell between us. That gives a lot of strength in both a corporeal and spiritual life. I'm really praying to be able to repay and
Yes,
you can't find such a love. Yesterday evening I spoke with Alon from Spain. I didn't speak to him for a while. It was summer vacations and we missed each other. And so, when a friend is also from outside the 10, you suddenly especially feel what emotions you have towards the friends. Like they're part of my heart. And I can't describe my life without you. It's like, you know, you have kids and you have a spouse, and that's also part of your life. And it's like that. Our 10 has truly become the great love of my life, or the center of my life, I would say. It's very, very unique. And it comes and goes, and you need to work on it all the time, like in quality love, not something fake or something superficial like for kids, or there's something that's always increasing, getting stronger and getting more fulfilled.
כן, זה אהבה שנבנית לאורך
זמן. Yeah, it's love that is built over time. There's ups and downs in it, but it includes the whole gamut of emotions that develops into a wholeness.
קטע שני של רבש. על ידי שחיקת
an excerpt from רבש. Through the wearing out of the hearts, even of the strongest ones, each will bring out a warmth from the walls of his heart, and the warmth will ignite the sparks of love until a clothing of love will form. Then, both of them will be covered under one blanket, meaning a single love will surround and envelop the two of them, as it is known that vikut, adhesion, unites two into one. And when one begins to feel the love of his friend, joy and pleasure immediately begin to awaken in him. For the rule is that a novelty entertains. His friend's love for him is a new thing for him, because he always knew that he was the only one who cared for his own well-being. But the minute he discovers that his friend cares for him, it evokes within him immeasurable joy, and he can no longer care for himself, since man can toil only when he feels pleasure, only where he feels pleasure. And since he is beginning to feel pleasure in caring for his friend, he naturally cannot think of himself.
Question for an active workshop. Talk about the pleasure the ten received from talking about love of friends. Again, talk about the pleasure the ten received from talking about love of friends.
אני חושב שבתחילת הדרך, כשהייתי שומע את ה...
I think that in the beginning of the path, when I would hear these words, I wouldn't even hear that, probably is right to say. When I started hearing, it would make my hair stand and make me nauseous, because no one comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah for love of friends. But over time, with the influence of the light and the work between us, it becomes the central thing and even the goal for us. And it's everything we've got. It's really all we have to discover, this love between us.
It reminds me of what we read yesterday in the article, that, you know, we need to learn from one level the rules for the next level. It's necessary, and a great pleasure awakens from this for us, for Creator, and for all of humanity.
Everything is really about connection with the Creator. That's the goal of creation. That's our desire. Love of friends is the mechanism to plug into that. And there's no greater pleasure than that in the world. Connection with the Creator. It's the realization of life's goal. It's the highest place we can reach.
Yes, and it's an opportunity to feed this wonderful creature that Rabash is telling us about. And it's something that always needs work on. Not that now and later, no. And it's the most joyful thing in the world. you have no rest from it. There's always work in it to serve it and feel life. It's the greatest gift that we receive from the society.
Gives a lot of strength and meaning. I was with my kid at the beach yesterday, and I had to stop everything and shoot this video for you, and I was happy to show him this example, that you live your life, but then in the middle of it you stop everything and connect to the ten. And you feel a great privilege to show this example to your kids.
Prayer. In gratitude, we turn to you. Please give us strength to care for the friends more than ourselves. Give us desire to be in constant prayer for connection. Please help us become the worthy vessel for your light to shine on the world Kli and all of humanity. Thank you, Bore, for the opportunity to turn to you and serve you in order to bring you contentment. Amen.